the second hour of the program, plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype on in to the show, username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Weekly Digest. We talked about it a few times in the past. It is an audio. Actually, there's two kinds of Weekly Digests. There's the text version, the one that comes to your email box, and then there's the audio version of Free Talk Live's Weekly Digest. The difference being that the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest in text form, it's an email that kind of updates you on what the most popular stories were, the most voted up stories on the front page of freetalklive.com as submitted by you. So to kind of give you a summary of your participation, of what you, the content that you have created. And then also the audio version of the Weekly Digest is essentially a boiled down audio summary, if you will, although that's not really an accurate thing either because you can't summarize 21 hours of radio in an hour, but it's essentially the highlights.
Yeah, the highlights of the week.
As according to one of our listeners, Benjamin Bartholomew, who is...
Why do you keep calling him a listener? Don't you think he's part of our team?
Well, yes, but he's also a listener because he listens to all 21 hours.
So am I.
No, you don't. You don't listen to all 21 hours of Free Talk Live. You probably don't listen to one
every week. I get one every week. I think that what qualifies as a listener now? I just don't think listener is the
someone
right...
who listens to the show.
I've got a few words to say about Benjamin Bartholomew.
Yeah, he's a great activist.
The positive
and he's a Free State Project participant as well.
Well, he and I are friends on Battle.net, and I never see him in Hearthstone, and I was kind of looking forward to metaphorically bouncing his head off the turnbuckle.
Are you throwing out a challenge, Johnny Ray, to Benjamin?
I guess I must be.
Now, I don't know if you have a game of the week this week, do you?
I've just been playing Hearthstone the whole time.
Well, maybe we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. But the Weekly Digest, Benjamin Bartholomew has essentially joined the team by virtue of the fact that he's doing this work for the show. But he's doing it for the love of doing it, and I guess he's also in control of the content as well, so he can kind of pick what he promotes. And he's been doing such a great job of creating this Weekly Digest, which is about maybe an hour and 15 minute long highlight reel of the last week's worth of Free Talk Live.
Yep.
That he's doing such a great, consistent job with it, we decided we need to include this in the actual Free Talk Live podcast, because he had started with his own SoundCloud channel just for this, and that was kind of something that I wanted to do just to see if he would keep at it. And I had a feeling he would, because he's a really dedicated activist, and he did. He's been doing it now for about 3 months, and he's been consistent, delivering them every single week. And they sound good. He does a good job editing them together.
Great.
So you can go now and access the Weekly Digest. If you're already subscribing to our podcast, you'll all automatically begin receiving them. If you're someone who's listening to Free Talk Live who is not a subscriber to our podcast, maybe you're just you don't have enough time to listen to 21. Let's be honest. Not everybody has time for this, to listen to all 21 hours of Free Talk Live every week. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yep.
So if you do have an hour a week that you can listen to, then you really should subscribe to the new Weekly Digest podcast, which is essentially a filtered version of our full podcast. So if you go to weekly.freetalklive.com, it'll take you right to that filtered version, which only includes, so it's a special podcast that only includes the episodes of the Weekly Digest audio. So check that out at weekly.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Then coming up, the census taker video. That's right, even though it's not the census year, they're still out on the streets. We'll show you what one activist did here in New Hampshire in response. Robert, though, is first in Vermont. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, I listen to all 21 hours of the show.
Thank you for that, sir. I appreciate it.
Then you qualify as a listener in Ian's mind.
I said anyone who listens to the show is
a
listener.
Ian, I want to share with you, tomorrow's going to be a real special day for me.
Okay.
I got a hearing I'm going to be going to.
What kind of hearing?
I got some traffic tickets back this past February. And I'd like you to be at this hearing tomorrow. It's going to be really interesting.
Well, what kind of traffic tickets are you talking about?
Well, I picked up a traffic ticket for misuse of plate.
Mm-hmm.
The misuse part of it was there was snow all over because we just had a snowstorm. The other ticket that I got...
Yeah, I see that everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, people in New Hampshire you can barely see their plates during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not covered in snow, they're covered in that gray yuck that comes from melted snow.
Yep. That's what they call misuse of plate.
Right.
You don't have to clean your car, but you got to get out and scrub with soapy warm water your plates every time before you get in.
Ridiculous.
That's part of being operating a motor vehicle in a safe manner here in the state, great state of Vermont.
Right. The other ticket that I picked up was the transportation of narcotics.
Well, that's not just a ticket, Robert. That's a felony charge. That's not your average ticket.
No, but the narcotics are AKA inflammatory pills.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the possession of these pills. But it's not going anywhere.
Now, you had called about this previously, and you're kind of a local here to the Keene area. So I had kind of helped you out. You needed a ride. I took you over to the courthouse a couple weeks ago for the arraignment on this. I didn't realize you had another hearing that quick. What is this next hearing going to be for, Robert?
Supposed to be it's probably going to end tomorrow.
What makes you say that? I mean, they found you with pills in your glove box. They are prescription pills for which you did not have a prescription, so they charged you with a felony. What makes you think this is going to end tomorrow? I would guess you're going to have a pretrial conference.
Well, because the pills that they found were anti-inflammatory pills, like an aspirin.
I don't think it's going to matter. Were they prescription or were they over the counter?
Anybody can get them.
Oh, so they were OTC? They're over the counter?
Yes.
Well, I hope it goes well.
Well, I mean, according to what I'm being told, that if I got to go to that hearing tomorrow, it's all going to go downhill for them.
Well, now, they can't be over-the-counter and prescription at the same time. Am I right?
That's correct.
So, Robert, were they prescription pills or not?
That I don't know.
So this is what your attorney is telling you, because you hired an attorney out of, I don't know where their office is, but it's in New Hampshire. It's the same attorney group that has taken on, they took the Wiedeklaus case, which was, for long-time listeners, Bob Wiedeklaus Constantine was accused of growing cannabis, and so this is the same attorney's group. So they're very familiar with drug cases. So what you're saying is that your attorneys are saying they think that there's no case here.
My attorney's already called the county attorney and said, look, this is not a felony. It's not a felony at all.
All right, Robert. Well, send me a message on Facebook and let me know what time your thing's happening, and we'll put the word out to the activists in the area, see if we can get anybody out to support you on this.
It's at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon.
All right, man. But send me the message on Facebook anyway, so I can just send that along to folks. And I guess we'll talk more maybe about what happens. And thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for the heads up. Good luck. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, this was a pretty scary thing for Robert, because he's never been involved in a felony situation like this. Whenever somebody brings a felony charge, the state brings a felony charge against you, that's
pretty scary stuff.
That's 3 years in prison, usually, at minimum, for most felony charges. And that's pretty intimidating. And you've got the cops, of course, saying, well, this is, you're going to go to prison for this, son. You're going to need to take a plea deal. We'll tell you what. We'll give you a plea deal. You can plea out. We'll just go ahead and give you 6 months probation. You'll be convicted felon, but you won't have to go to jail. How about that? You want to take the deal? And
it's a good way to basically make it so everybody in America can't carry a gun.
Yeah, and it's true. A good way to get a grand out of him. More?
Sure. Well, they would have gotten money out of him for the public defender. He ultimately decided to not go with the public defender's office, but initially, because he was kind of uncertain of what to do in this situation, he initially had filled out the form that requests public defender representation. And then, of course, when you do that, there are a lot of people who are under the mistaken belief that the public defender is supposed to be provided free. No, 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 no. Not if they think you can afford to pay for it. So when you ask for the public defender, they then give you a financial affidavit on which you will reveal how much money you make, how much you pay in rent, what kind of money's in your bank accounts, how much money you pay in taxes, all your financials. And then from that, they will determine as to whether or not you can afford to pay for said public defender. And, of course, we all know how good a job public defenders tend to do at defending people. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. I'm not saying they don't try their best, some of them. Some of them are not so great. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything that you want to discuss here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Still to come, the 10 reasons why libertarians aren't nice to you, according to Chris Cantwell, who is an expert on the subject. We will also share your thoughts if you dial in toll-free. You can join us on Skype as well. We've got a Skype username of lrn.fm. You just send a contact request first to that name, and then it'll be approved. Usually during the next break, we'll just approve whatever comes through. And then you'll be easily able to contact us in that way. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com.
So, LeaderAmp, this is a groundbreaking program that will, instead of dealing with you in the written form, as far as books go, they have created an app. Now, what do they do? They have a program that... just going to show you how to be develop better persuasion skills, how to be better in the area of personal development and things like that. A lot of people can use this. Salespeople are probably my first thought, business leaders. But I think the average person, just people working in offices, you know, there's all kinds of trying to get your project done and that kind of thing. If you can deal well with people, if you can convince people, it helps you in your family life and business life. So everybody really needs a skill set in being more convincing. This isn't the kind of thing they teach you in high school. Now, there's a lot of stuff out there as far as books go. Some information's good, some information's bad. None of it's really tested as for what works and what doesn't. LeaderAmp does that. Dr. Matt Barney has been coaching people, thousands of people, successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science of what works. So Dr. Barney's drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application that's going to measure each person and tailor a customized developmental plan for you. Now, I've signed up for this because I think this is going to be really valuable for me. It's $25. That's like the cost of a hardcover book. Not that big of a deal. So if I was going to go out to get the new, greatest new self-help book, I'd spend this anyway. And it wouldn't be customized for me. It wouldn't show me where my strengths are. It wouldn't show me where my weaknesses are. It wouldn't rate me against other people in the social networking sort of end that they have for this. And it wouldn't rate me against other sort of historical people. I think that's really valuable. And you should go check it out. LeaderAmp. That's LeaderAmp.freetalklive.com. We've shortened it up. It's an Indiegogo campaign. It's going to take a little while for them to deliver, but rest assured they're already developing the app. So, you know, when you sign up for $25, you're going to get what you signed up for. LeaderAmp.freetalklive.com.
We had a gentleman call into the show last week, and I don't remember which day it was. So I don't. Mark, do you recall if you were here for the census call?
I don't think so.
I don't think you were. So must have been.
Call it a Friday?
No, because I wasn't here Friday either. Well, anyway, somebody called last week at some point, and they brought up the fact that here it is, not a end of a decade. Usually the census is supposed to be an every 10 years sort of thing. Here we are in 2014, and somebody came knocking on his door, asking him to take, or not asking, but kind of threatening, with the idea that this is a mandatory thing, threatening him to take this census, which is called the American Community Survey, I believe. And it's something that they do on off years between the census.
And this isn't just like the census where they ask you a few questions and they're on their way. This is things exhaustive.
Is it? I've never taken the census.
I thought the census was exhaustive, too.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's my understanding the census is like 10 questions.
Really?
The one I took was like 10 questions.
Well, the woman in this video, the census taker, she claims that normally this only takes 6 minutes.
Okay.
So I don't know how I don't know what you consider to be exhausting.
That could be wrong.
It's certainly intrusive, and you'll get some of the questions that she intends to ask here when we play the video. Now, this is the full cut of this video that exists. It's the full interaction that Free State Project early mover Robert Mathias. Well, he's more recent early mover, but everybody who moves right now is a early mover for the Free State Project.
I guess I was on for this, now that you mention it.
He's a newer mover and mover to Manchester. He's from Chicago, and he's been really great at getting out there and using his video skills, recording his activists' interactions and other activism that's been going on out there in Manchester, which I've been grateful for. And because he did that and has been doing such a great job, I invited him to be one of the bloggers at freekeen.com, because I think it's important for us to see some of the things that are going on out there. And sometimes activism comes to you. Sometimes the opportunity for activism comes to you. We were talking earlier in the show about sort of second-guessing yourself and, you know, wondering whether or not you should do something activist-y because, well, what will people think of this? And this is one of those videos where people are going to be polarized. on this, even though Robert is fully within his rights, in my opinion, to refuse to answer the census questions, which he does do. He refuses to answer them in this video. There are many people who are going to watch this and say, well, what's wrong with this guy? Why can't he just answer these questions? These aren't unreasonable questions. Hey, they're just trying to help the fire department with giving them information about who's in the home, et cetera, et cetera. There's all kinds of excuses as to why he should just go along to get along and give this woman the information she's requesting. Now, even Robert, and he may be checking in with us here in a little bit. I know he's on the road right now. But even Robert has, after the fact, analyzed his performance in this video. Because what I'd like to point out is that just because I'm saying don't overanalyze what you're going to do for activism to the point of inaction doesn't mean I'm saying you shouldn't critique yourself after the fact. That doesn't mean that you couldn't do something more effectively to tweak your message to be more effective in the future. But in the case of some things like this, he didn't know she was going to show up. Woman shows up at the door, he grabs a video camera, and boom, you're into it. This is your chance to do some activism, and you don't have a chance to really think this through too much.
So this is, right, Ian, so I've been, this evening, I've been sort of asking questions, trying to get you to think about ways that one can do activism in a way that perhaps creates better feelings in the community. Maybe that's possible. I'm not saying that in any one instance I think that, you know, something has been done wrong. I think you're absolutely within your rights to when somebody knocks on your door, mm-hmm. grab a camera, have an interaction with that person at the door. If you don't feel like answering that person's questions that seem intrusive and weird, then don't answer their questions and, you know, videotape them until they leave. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
I didn't say you thought there was anything just wrong with that. You know. There are plenty of people who would have a problem with what Robert
Matthews
did in this video.
There are lots of statists out there. Lots of people.
The bit of the video, I watched probably two and a half minutes of it, and it put me off. A part of it put me off.
What part?
The part how when it didn't end, and it kept going on and on and on and on and on.
So you would have preferred he just closed the door and broke off the conversation? Because basically the video,
yes, but
he lets her go through her questions, even though he won't answer them.
Yeah, I wish that he had stopped earlier. I wish he had made his point and stopped.
Yeah, I think that his own critique of himself was that he felt he pushed his point a little too hard, and you'll get his point here in a moment. I'm going to give you just a teaser, and then we'll continue with this.
United States Census Bureau, my name is Chris, okay. And this is the American Community Survey. Answer that. That's going to be your part. And I'll first be asking some questions about people who are living or staying at this address. And if I could use that as a little desk, I can type two-handed. And what is
She's
your name?
Standing
there. I don't want to give that out.
With okay. a laptop.
So hold on just a second. She has a desk, like, attached to her chest or something?
No, I don't know what she's talking about, because she walks over, she indicates something that's out of the camera range as she wants to use that as a desk. She then walks over there and then comes back. So I'm not really sure she intended to go and sit down, but there wasn't a chair. I really don't know what happened there.
I'll just make myself at home.
We'll play the video in moments.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. What happens when you say no to a census taker? We've got the audio here from one of the activists who moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. His name is Robert Mathias. He is a newer mover coming from the Chicago area. Had a census worker show up at his front door. And we'll continue with the audio here in moments of what the interaction was like. Because a lot of people, you know, they know that the census people are going to come around at some point. They like the idea of not answering the questions. But at the same time, it's supposed to be mandatory. And what happens to you if you don't answer those questions? We'll explore that here in moments.
So I'm sure you've heard about Bitcoins. I just said that I came back from a Bitcoin event. A lot of people have heard about Bitcoins, but what they really don't know is how to get Bitcoins. So here's how you get Bitcoins. Go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions there at the website are clear, they're easy, it's safe, fast, completely legal, inexpensive. Their process, they make it so that the average person can do it. All you have to do is use a money order, check, or wire transfer. You send them money. Now, you may feel a little freaked out about sending people a wire transfer to people you've never dealt with. I've sent a great deal of money to cashintocoins.com to get Bitcoins. And I have actually traded back Bitcoins with them, too. They are an organization that you can trust. They do what they say they're going to do. And when they have a customer service problem, they handle it quickly. I can tell you, there was a customer service problem one time. I was trading back Bitcoins in with them, and you have to have a sizable amount if you're going to trade Bitcoins back in with them. They don't just do that as a normal course of business. But this is what was happening, and I told them, hey, you know, you don't have to go and get a cashier's check to do this. Well, in true bank fashion, they wrote a regular check to my mom, and the bank went and bounced their check. They're like, what? We had funds to cover it. But having had a commercial bank account in the past, I know what it's like when, they just go ahead and they don't worry about your deposits. They just worry about your withdrawals and then bounce it. Nonetheless, they next day aired a cashier's check to her the next day. So that's what that's how they took care of that. And that's the kind of people I want to do business with. CashIntoCoins.com. Orders under $40 carry no fee. And you can donate some of your fee to charity. CashIntoCoins.com.
Let's go to the phones, and we'll continue the video here from the census, or from Early Mover Robert Matthews here at the Free State Project Early Mover, where he interacts with a U.S. Census worker at his front door and refuses to answer her questions. Joe is first, though, in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight?
That U.S. Census, the lawful one, is where they get to ask one question, and that is how many people live in this home.
Yes, that's what sort of constitutes.
I'm not going to answer that question either. I don't care what their law says.
Well, be that as it may, when they sent out those census forms in the mail, it has your address on it, and it has all these little boxes that you can check. You know, how many guns do you have? How many prostitutes live in the home? And all this stuff. But you'll notice up in the upper, well, at least the last one, in the upper left-hand corner, it basically says how many people live in the home. That's the only one that you're required to answer. And all the rest.
How am I required to answer that?
Well,
they write things down on paper.
I'm not sure how that creates an obligation for me to do anything.
Well, it's for apportionment to determine how many representatives.
Don't care.
Yeah, I understand. All right, anyway, well, I appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Appreciate hearing from you. 855, 450 free. You don't tell me what I have to do.
This is what it's like talking to a zealot, folks. Joe's just trying to tell you what is legal.
I don't care. And that's his interpretation of what's legal.
Well, that's what was written down in the Constitution. I think that's what's legal.
I didn't sign that.
You know, what
did
you did? Nope, didn't either.
But that's what legal means.
Joe didn't claim that you were obligated. He just claimed that you were legally obligated, and there's a difference there. That means that, hey, if you don't do it, it's possible that people from the government might come and do bad things to you.
They might do that anyway.
They might, but they like to have excuses, and that might be an excuse.
Have you ever heard of anyone doing that because of the census?
No, but I've done
me
different.
Neither.
I did something different with the census. You refused to answer them. You filmed them, and that's
right.
Whatever. When they came to my house, I think it was the second time they showed up. The first time, my wife's just like, you can talk to my husband. Because she knew that I wasn't going to want to miss this. And I invited the lady in and got her something to drink, and you know, I said, look, you know, this is weird, right? Coming around and asking people a bunch of questions. And she's like, well, you know, this is what
it's
I do.
It's my job.
But wait, I don't, it's not that you do it. It's your job's weird. This is a weird job coming around and asking people questions. Oh, but we need it for this, that, and the other thing.
You're going to hear that in this video.
I don't really care about that because I don't really use those services very much. So, you know, public school, my son's never going to go to a public school. She saw him playing around there. She's pretty obvious how many people live in the house when she's in there. You know, he's showing her his action figures and stuff. Oh, yeah, I invited her in.
Okay.
And I said, here. To show you how weird this is, I'm going to get out a legal pad, and I'm going to ask you the same questions that you ask me. Every question you answer, I'll answer. And I'm going to write down the answers, and I'm going to keep it in a file. And she said, okay. And so every time she'd ask me a question, I'd look her in the eye with the blankest bureaucrat face I could come up with, and I'd ask the question, you know, back to
and
her.
She would answer
the question to the point that she's actually asking the question and answering it before I have a chance to repeat it for her. And so I have all her information somewhere
saved.
So you
did give up all the info then.
She called your bluff. How long did it take?
Oh, it wasn't long at all. I don't care, Ian.
How long?
Does it really matter what... Maybe 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
I have no clue.
So this lady says this is only supposed to take 6 minutes. The video itself is about 16.
This happened years ago.
Jump in here from the Voluntarist Rebel channel on YouTube. She's just barely getting started with the survey.
Fine.
Right, she's got her laptop. Somebody on the comments actually says, why doesn't she have a tablet? They cost $50. She's standing there trying to balance this clunky-looking laptop there.
That's a good question. Living here? Anybody else besides two people living here?
I'm not answering any questions.
Now, she didn't answer. He did not answer at any point whether anybody lives there.
She just knew how many people live there.
She saw... what is purported to be his roommate, and I believe she jumped to a conclusion about who's living at the home, unless he actually did answer that question prior to the beginning of the video starting. But anyway, here we go.
Okay, this is a mandatory survey. It's a American Community Survey sponsored by the Census Bureau, but it's by the Housing and Washington, D.C.
Is that supposed to mean anything to me?
Oh, okay. All right. So the following question is...
So, I know what I'm dealing with here.
Yeah, she's such a nice lady, right? This woman doesn't think of herself...
Well, that's who they hire for this. They don't hire mean people for this. They don't want mean people. They want very nice people, outgoing, gregarious people that are willing and interested in talking to you. That's exactly who they hire for this.
But she doesn't really want to have a conversation, because every time he makes a decent point or says something important, she just kind of blows past it.
This list is as complete as possible. Two males. Is there anyone else staying here, even for a short time, such as a friend or a relative?
I'm not answering any questions.
Okay.
Okay.
She's entering in some sort of data here to her laptop.
Now I'll ask some basic questions about people in the household.
Subject hostile.
With person. Correct?
I'm not answering any questions.
Okay. Right. Again, any information you do provide is held protected under law.
Sure it is. You believe that one, right?
I don't care. I don't care if it's protected by law or not. They lose your information all the time. Their bureaucrats will steal it. They sell it out on the black market. Sometimes they'll lose a laptop at an airport. These people know nothing of security because there are no consequences for what they do. If this woman's laptop gets lost... out of the street, then you know, is she going?
She's
to
not
to,
liable.
Is she going to have to pay you back for all the information that's? No.
And
don't think that when they say crap like that, they're not responsible. That's what the government's all about: people that aren't responsible.
All right, we're going to get into this here. They get into kind of a meaty conversation in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. That's 855-450-3733. And if you've had an experience with a census worker and you want to share that with us, you can do that here on the air on Free Talk Live. We'll continue with more in moments. 855-450-FREE.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are sharing with you some audio from a video that you can go and watch right now at freekeen.com. I'll put the link on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter so you can actually see what's going on here. But it's a census taker in 2014, so not a census year. But turns out they're always out there doing invasive surveys. This one's called the American Community Survey, as I understand it. And it is something that is done throughout the decade in which they aren't actually doing the actual census. And they also claim this is mandatory, too. So, you know, their claim is that anytime their agents come to your door, that you must answer all their intrusive questions. Well,
what else would they claim?
Free State Project early mover Robert Mathias does not answer this woman's questions, even though she continues to persist in asking them, even though he's told her more than once so far in just the 2 minutes or the minute or so that we played of this video that he is not going to answer any questions. She continues to ask them anyway, because you know what? She's just doing her job.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they get briefed before they go out that, look, a lot of these people are not going to answer your questions. Your job is to ask them. So ask them. Ask them all. And you've done your job.
So we continue here with the video as we will run some commentary, and then actually we'll talk to Robert Mathias after we're after all said and done. He can give us his perspective on how things went here. So she's punching things into a laptop. She's kind of holding uncomfortably.
What is your birthday?
One hand.
Not answering any questions. And your roommates.
Not answering any questions.
Okay.
At some point, Robert will editorialize on his opinion.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm a human being.
Now, is she jumping to a conclusion?
So offensive.
Is she jumping to a conclusion about what he looks like there?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I'm sure it's all part of the formula.
You think that's one of the questions, or do you think that...
I think that's one of the questions. And I think that she's reading it to him the same way she's read it to everybody else.
Because his last name is Mathias, and I believe he is, maybe... That may be a true, you know, if he had answered yes, that might have been a true statement.
Well,
I'm going out all in there.
What they'll do oftentimes is if you answer yes to white, do you consider yourself to be, you know, Hispanic or white or black for that mm-hmm. matter? Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic also? Like it's a sub question.
I see.
But I don't answer any of these questions. I haven't answered race questions in years. I've decided, you know, race is, it's subjective.
Well, I like how he said he's a human being.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of the one answer that he sort of gives. We continue here.
That question.
Good answer.
And she likes it. She smiles. So she continues here with this lengthy survey.
Now I'll ask about this particular building. How many units are in this building?
I don't own it.
But is it three apartments or is it combined? Because I was over there. About three apartments?
I, like I said, I'm not answering any questions with that. I don't know. I don't own this.
Okay. In what year did you move into this apartment?
I'm not answering that question.
Okay. Is there anything that I can answer for you? Because that is, there's some explanatory. Let me show you the letter.
I have a letter for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually if, you know, you read a threatening government form to someone, they'll...
The U.S. Census Bureau is conducting the American Community Survey. A Census Bureau representative will contact you to help you complete the survey. The survey will ask you questions about your household's characteristics, including such topics as education, employment, and housing. I would appreciate your help because the success of this survey depends on you. The American Community Survey produces critical, up-to-date information that is used to meet the needs of communities across the United States. For example, results from the survey may be used to decide where new schools, hospitals, and fire stations are needed. Survey data are used by federal, state, local, and tribal governments.
See, who could oppose fire stations? Who could oppose, you know, helping the community out here? Do you think Robert is being a stick in the mud? Should he, you know, help his community and just go ahead and answer these questions?
Yeah, what they'll do is they'll try to lay that particular one on you. They'll say, look, if you don't answer these questions, we don't get the money for the schools.
Mm.
You're hurting the children if you don't answer
right.
the questions.
And
just
the old
answer
people.
The questions. Well, I mean, in that case, why not just say, there's 100 people living here. We need more schools.
Well, then you might be lying to a federal agent.
I don't know what they mean.
I know if you lie to the FBI, they can charge you with a crime for that. I don't know if it's true for a census.
I don't think so, but...
I wouldn't want to get myself caught in a situation like that.
I'm not suggesting that people do it. Not suggesting people talk to them.
Right, and actually I'm surprised she just continues on, even though he's made it pretty clear he's not going to answer any questions. But, you know, if they actually do send this letter out in advance, then that's interesting because it would give people a heads up, like, okay... The census is going to come within at some point within the next week or whatever the time frame is that they're expected. So that's a good heads up as to get your video camera, make sure the battery is charged up, make sure it's in a location that's, you know, relatively easily accessible when someone comes and knocks on your door. You won't know exactly which day and what time they're going to come, but you'll know that they are going to come. So I think that that they're signaling this is good. It gives activists a chance to prepare themselves.
The whole process, if you'll pardon me, is it makes me think of a government that is just highly efficient, like a finely tuned machine in the 1940s that's going out, you know, surveying people to find out where to put their facilities and so forth. And, you know, most everything else we get, like our clothes and our food, doesn't require that step.
No, and you'd think that with the other government agencies that they have, that they could acquire similar information from elsewhere. I mean, would it be that hard for the... It probably would, I guess, because we are talking about the government here. But, I mean, how difficult would it be for the Postal Service, which is regularly delivering mail to various different names and various different households, to simply catalog the total number of different deliveries, you know, as far as names that they're delivering to in any given zip code or whatever?
Doesn't seem that difficult to me at all.
No, it wouldn't seem to be that difficult. Now, it's certainly true that the Postal Service will be delivering to people that don't live in a certain home anymore. Maybe they've moved out or whatever, but is it really going to be that much more inaccurate of a number than asking people how many people live at a certain place versus, you know, knocking on all these doors and all the money and the resources spent?
Yeah, well, we get to hire so many people to do this work for us,
right?
And we print up money to pay them, and then they spend that money, and it grows the economy, Ian.
Let's continue.
Decisions and to help programs that will provide health care, education, and transportation services that affect
There you go. I mean, that's the three big ones. That's what people want government for, right? Health care, transportation, education. Who could be opposed to this?
I would contend, in fact, that government schools and education are not related really much at all.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think Mark Twain was famous for pointing that out.
Community. The survey information also helps communities plan for emergency situations that might affect you and your neighbors. The Census Bureau chose your address, not you personally, as part of a randomly selected sample. You are required by U.S. law to respond to the survey titled 513, United States Code, Sections 141.
So she's now said it's both mandatory and that you are required by the law, and then cites some code. And he's going to address that here in a moment.
93 and 221. We estimate the survey will take about, I usually check it once, 12 minutes. I want to emphasize that any information you give our representative, that's me, will be kept confidential. By law, the Census Bureau cannot publish or release to anyone any information that would identify you or your household. Again, that's Title 13, Section 9.
Now, the government would never have one law say one thing and then change that law later on. They would never do anything like that. Would they?
They can do whatever they want. If they lose your information, which they lose stuff all the time, yeah. I mean, how? You know, I don't even trust the government to let us know if they've been hacked. If the census data got hacked,
now they'd brush it under the rug if they could get away with it.
Right.
So going on.
The information you provide can be used only for statistical purposes, and if you have access to the internet,
hands that to him.
Hello.
And she's going back to her laptop.
Well, I don't believe the government should be involved with any of those services you just listed.
Okay. The anonymity, and you can have it be anonymous, but this housing questions are important.
Now, of course, she doesn't actually address what he says. He made a statement about how he doesn't believe that should be government areas. And she says, oh, well, you can be anonymous. So it's almost like some of the things he says, and he'll say more here in a little bit in the remainder of the video. It's like some of the things that he says just kind of hit a brick wall, or they just go all the way over her head, and she's got so much cognitive dissonance built up around her job and what she's doing.
Well, people don't listen to what you say anyway.
It could also be said that he didn't address what she said. She told him what the law was. He says, I don't believe that government should be doing that. Well, that doesn't matter. It's the law.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't believe that the government has any legitimacy in regards to any of those services that you listed.
Okay. The next few questions.
And by the way, when he's saying that to her, she's just tapping away on her keyboard. She's not actually looking at him or paying attention to what it is that he's telling her.
It's about the number and kinds of rooms in your home. Rooms must be separated by built-in archways or walls that extend out at least 6 inches and go from floor
to... Go grab your ruler.
Whoa, those pillars with the column going across. It's not a column. The support beam going across, that's only 4 inches. Not a room. Whoa, they're 8 inches. It's a room.
Halls are unfinished basements.
I'm not answering that question.
Housing question, and this is when
I don't believe you have legitimacy to ask me that question.
It's under the code, U.S.
What
code.
What happens if I violate that code?
That's not my end. That's the U.S. Justice Department.
That's not her end. She doesn't know what happened.
He should have presented his wrists to her.
She has some part to play when someone violates that code.
She does, and she'll get into that, actually, here in the remainder of the video. She will play more of it for you here in hour number 3, coming up, 855, 453.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.